Good morning. Welcome back to the roundtable. Sure, Tanglewood is a huge, huge draw to Lenox and Stockbridge, Massachusetts.
And so is Shakespeare and Company, right?
That's right.
Okay. But let us not forget this town's amazing independent bookstore. It's called, appropriately enough, The Bookstore. How creative can you get?
It's like our book show or our fireman show. Matt Tannenbaum is the proprietor. He joins us on his home turf to present a fine list of books that have a musical flair, a lot of Bernstein stuff that he has, and for these dwindling summer days. And good morning, Matt. It's always a pleasure to have you.
Proprietor. That's an individual word also, just like bookstore.
Yeah. No, proprietor. You're proprietor.
I am the proprietor.
I'm telling anybody you. Goes to Lenox, they will walk in that store, and there you will be in that front corner, and your adoring minions will be sitting around you, nodding their heads at everything you say.
You know, that sounds like Leonard Bernstein.
Well, I gotta tell you, when we were at Berkshire Theater Festival, I went over to see Matt.
Yeah, there they were.
And I just to watch him work that store.
Yeah.
What was I there for, like 3 hours, right?
Oh yeah, you spent a good part
just,
of the morning,
we had a blast talking to you. But my God, is it fun to watch you just hold court. It seems like the greatest job in the world.
It's so much fun. I got a guy coming last week who said that he said, I don't know how you're going to take this, but I was in this group up in New Hampshire where I live, and we were asked about what we'd like to do. He said, my fantasy, I don't know the guy, is to run the Lenox bookstore. Mm-hmm. So who's this guy?
No, don't.
But they you
don't.
Know, it's...
That's
it's
why you don't get sick.
It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun.
All right. You've got some great books about Leonard Bernstein. Where would you like to begin?
I read two of them this week, in the last couple of weeks.
Yep.
The first one was On the Road and Off the Record with Leonard Bernstein by Charlie Harmon, who was his assistant for 4 years in the early 80s. And at first I wasn't sure who this guy was because the subtitle is My Years with the Exasperating Genius.
That tips the passive-aggressive.
Yeah. But I read the book. I'm enjoying the book so much. He is so in love with his job. And so in love with realizing what a lucky guy he was to do this. And he did it for 4 years, and there were ups and downs. And they're great stories. The lovely part of the book when I got to it finally was when Charlie first gets to Tanglewood. Because the first time he's with Bernstein, it's out in Indiana in a cold winter where Lenny is supposed to begin work on an opera. And Charlie has no idea what his real assistant responsibilities are. But by the time he gets to Tanglewood a couple of years later, he comes in and he sees the lawn and he says, the great old joke that I remember hearing as a kid, what God could do if he had the money. You know?
We had Chita Rivera on yesterday and I asked her, I said, at what point does it go from being Mr. Bernstein? Of course, she was in the original West Side Story. I said, at what point is it from Mr. Bernstein to Lenny? And she said, when he comes up to you and says, dear, call me Lenny. That'll do it.
I can't remember what Charlie's experience was because he just refers to him as LB.
LB.
Just as Jamie, his daughter, in her book, and that's the second book I read.
Famous Father Girl.
Famous Father Girl.
And she'll be with us at 11:30. Go ahead.
Today. And she'll be at the store. And Charlie will be at the bookstore in Lenox on July 27th to Friday night at 5:30. And Jamie Bernstein will be at the bookstore on Wednesday, August 8th at 5:30 p.m.
Great.
We're so looking forward to that. I'm so looking forward to both of them. I've never met Jamie. I don't think I ever met Charlie. I was here back in the early 80s, and I must have seen LB perform. I must have come. You must have seen him.
But you weren't running the bookstore?
Oh, no, I was here. I was running the bookstore since 76.
So did Lenny come in?
Lenny never came in, never that I saw. Seiji never came in. Levine came in.
And who else? What other famous people came
in? John Williams would come in.
Of course.
Mark Volpe comes in.
Oh, yeah, he's great.
Yeah, he's good.
Other celebrities like that in the music
Well, you were
world.
Welcome when you came in. You're like you're the third clarinetist or something. You walk, everybody knows you.
Well, also, Joe, just remember that when people are shopping in Lenox, your significant other, I am not going to get into trouble here, the surviving trailing spouse often comes in to visit with, at the bookstore.
The who?
this trailing spouse, the person who is not shopping, comes in.
Oh, I see
into the
saying.
Bookstore. Don't you
yes.
see?
Meaning that you go to Lennox for a reason, and then the person who does not want to go for that reason goes to the bookstore just to kill time. That was the point.
That was my obscure
yeah.
point.
Of course, we have.
But
we
he didn't want to assign a gender to that.
Because I'm the guy who goes in,
right.
obviously.
I see. Oh, you came in, and you spent a good couple of
minutes.
All right. Now, we only have 4 minutes.
Okay.
So tell us about Lenny's books.
So growing up, Bernstein is terrific, and Jamie has done this marvelous job of being a Bernstein, of her life is her father's soundtrack. Her father's music is the soundtrack of her life, as it was the soundtrack of all our lives. And being the famous father girl, it was a second grade classmate who gave her that name. Famous father girl. And what does she say? She has the one of her anecdotes is the one about Sam, Lenny's dad, when he's accused at backstage or at a concert of like being so stingy and not giving Lenny piano lessons, not giving him money for piano lessons. Sam says, "How did I know he was going to grow up to become Leonard Bernstein?" So that's wonderful. There's other books. There's the Humphrey Burton biography that's been reissued. There is Steve Sherman's photography book, Leonard Bernstein at Work. There are Lenny's own, you know, he's an old friend. Lenny's books,
sure.
The Joy of Music, which has been
a
reissued.
Classic.
Right?
A classic. Yes.
And this one, The Infinite Variety of Music.
By Bernstein.
By Bernstein.
That was sort of textbooky.
They both look a little texty, but you know, they have all that musical notation. Jamie, in her book, says at one point she was trying to become a musician, trying to learn to read music, and she realized that her dad can read the music going forward, when he's conducting, and vertically, he's reading
and
all
backwards.
The parts.
He was Jewish.
I knew something was coming. Something's coming. And I've just lost my train.
Reading up and down and over and right.
And
yes.
And left and right.
So the books are textbooky, but the more you understand music and the more you read it, the more you will understand music, the more you will enjoy the books.
Now, because you're in Lenox and because Tanglewood is here, I assume that when you are looking for books, finding you keep an eye out for things that would have an interest.
Absolutely.
And so, those are things that you look for and are interested in.
Here's a book called Music Under the Moon by John Mahana, who was, I think, a publisher or editor at Berkshire Eagle in the 50s.
Yes.
Did you ever know him?
No.
Was he gone before you?
No, I didn't know him.
Long gone. But his son has reissued this book, Music Under the Moon, and it's a terrific history of Tanglewood with great photographs, great picture of Lenny in a 1940s.
Oh, look at these pictures.
Yeah.
A Cricket Greets the BSO.
Well,
it was by George Selden. Wasn't that a good book, The Cricket Greets?
We have Koussevitzky in our bathroom.
You have Koussevitzky. Listen, you want to go one up on Koussevitzky with me? Lenny, in Charlie's book, the first time Charlie goes to Saranac,
yeah,
and he sees the full-length portrait of Dr. Koussevitzky,
yeah,
and wearing the white suit, he said, and he said in an aside, he said, the one he loaned to LB for his marriage to Felicia. I also wore that suit at my wedding.
The same suit?
The same suit.
How did that happen?
I borrowed it from a guy who bought it from the estate.
Wow.
So I'm reading Charlie Harmon's book about Leonard Bernstein and Serge Koussevitzky.
Do you still have the suit?
I don't. I had to bring it back.
Sold it to somebody else.
Who's getting married in that?
I had to return it. Something borrowed, something blue.
Oh, I got you. Oh. All right.
So do you ever?
We're almost out of time.
I'm sorry, but do you ever, very quickly, do you ever say something mean about a book? I mean, you were very positive about all those books. So do you ever
Well,
really
to me, he does. I don't know if he does it on the radio.
I said something not kind about a book once, and it got back to the author.
Uh-huh.
I've
always known you to be a seller.
And you want them to sell, right? Because they're all your children.
You know, I was, you know, somebody asked me about this book, and I said, well, it's, you know, no, read this one. Or no. I said, just no, read this one.
I know you have the capacity to be critical.
I can be critical.
I know.
Is that a shot?
That's the annual shot.
We are out of time. Bookstore in Lenox.com. Matt, thank you.